Anthropic just had the most consequential week in its history. A Pentagon blacklisting, a wave of lawsuits, a new research institute, and a security deal with Firefox. All while users kept flooding in from ChatGPT. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of March 13, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, we've been tracking the Anthropic saga for 3 weeks now, and this week it went to a whole new level.
It really did. We've also got Yann LeCun raising $1 billion on the boldest contrarian bet in AI. Amazon's AI code causing two major outages in 1 week. GPT 5.4 officially launching. And DeepMind solving math problems that have stumped humans for decades. Big week. Let's get into it. So, Aaron, last week we covered the Pentagon's formal supply chain risk designation against Anthropic. This week, the fallout accelerated in every direction simultaneously. Walk us through it.
So the Pentagon blacklisting is still in effect, and Anthropic is mounting a legal challenge. But what made this week different is everything that piled on top of it. Multiple lawsuits landed, including copyright claims from publishers and a class action from content creators. Normally, any one of these would dominate a news cycle. For Anthropic, it was Tuesday.
And then they launched the Anthropic Institute.
Right, and this is the move that tells you the most about their long-term strategy. In the middle of being called a national security threat by the Pentagon and sued by half the publishing industry, they announced a dedicated research institute focused on AI safety science. Not a blog post, not a policy paper, a funded, staffed institution. It's Dario Amodei saying, "You can blacklist us, you can sue us, but we're going to keep doing the thing we were founded to do. And we're going to institutionalize it so it outlasts any single crisis."
Meanwhile, the ChatGPT exodus we reported on continued.
It did. The numbers from the QuitGPT campaign kept climbing. And here's the interesting dynamic. Every time there's a new headline about Anthropic being under pressure, a fresh wave of users switches to Claude. The Pentagon designation that was supposed to hurt them is functioning as the most effective marketing campaign in AI history. You can't buy that kind of brand loyalty.
And then the Firefox partnership dropped.
This one flew under the radar, but it's significant. Mozilla announced a security partnership with Anthropic to harden Firefox against AI-powered threats. Think about what that signals. The browser that built its identity on privacy and user protection chose Anthropic as its AI security partner, not Google, not Microsoft, not OpenAI. While the Pentagon calls them a risk, the open source security community is saying the opposite.
So when you stitch all of this together, what's your read?
My read is that Anthropic is being stress tested in a way no AI company has been before. And the fascinating thing is, it's strengthening the brand, not destroying it. The Pentagon mess is real and could have serious consequences for government contracts. But in the commercial market, being the company that said no to the military is turning out to be a powerful differentiator. The question is whether that commercial goodwill can sustain them through what's going to be a long and expensive legal and political fight.
Let's shift to what might be the most interesting funding story of the year. Yann LeCun, Meta's chief AI scientist, launched AMI Labs and raised $1.03 billion in what's reportedly Europe's largest seed round ever.
And the thesis is a direct challenge to the entire LLM paradigm. LeCun has been saying for years that large language models are a dead end, that they can't reason, can't plan, can't build real-world models. Most of the industry politely ignored him while shipping increasingly capable language models. Now he's got $1 billion to prove his point.
What exactly are world models?
Think of it this way. Current AI systems process text or images and predict what comes next. World models try to build an internal representation of how reality works, cause and effect, physics, spatial relationships. The idea is that you can't get to truly intelligent systems by scaling up next token prediction. You need something that actually understands the world, not just the patterns in text about the world.
$1 billion is a lot of money for a contrarian bet.
It is, and that's what makes it so compelling. This isn't a research paper or a think piece. This is institutional capital saying, maybe the consensus is wrong. And the fact that it's happening in Europe is notable. You and I have had some fun at Europe's expense when it comes to AI regulation. But this is Europe producing something genuinely bold. If Lacoon is right, AMI Labs could leapfrog the entire LLM industry. If he's wrong, it's still the kind of ambitious research bet that pushes the whole field forward.
And either way, it's healthy to have someone with his credibility pursuing an alternative path.
Absolutely. Monocultures are fragile. Having a well-funded contrarian keeps everyone honest.
Now, Aaron, Amazon had a rough week. AI-generated code caused a 6-hour crash of their retail platform, and then a separate 13-hour AWS outage hit.
This is the cautionary tale that the whole industry needs to hear. The retail crash was caused by AI-generated code that made it through review and into production. 6 hours of downtime on one of the world's largest e-commerce platforms. Then, separately, a 13-hour AWS outage, which affects not just Amazon, but the millions of businesses that run on their infrastructure.
And the response was pretty dramatic.
Amazon instituted a mandatory senior engineer sign-off policy for all AI-generated code going into production, which sounds obvious, but the fact that it wasn't already the policy tells you how fast organizations are moving to adopt AI coding tools without building adequate safeguards. Remember the Lady Bird browser port we talked about a couple weeks ago? 25,000 lines of C++ to Rust in 2 weeks. That's the upside. Amazon this week is the downside. Same technology, different outcomes, depending on whether you have experienced engineers in the loop.
It's the classic move fast and break things problem. Except when you break AWS, you break half the internet.
Exactly. And this is going to become more common before it gets less common. Every company is racing to ship AI-generated code, and the ones that skip the human review step are going to learn this lesson the hard way.
GPT 5.4 officially launched this week. We previewed it last week, but now it's in the wild. Aaron, how's it holding up?
The million token context window is real, and it works well. The computer use capability is impressive, 75% on OS World. And the mid-response steering feature, where you can redirect the model while it's still thinking, is genuinely novel. But the bigger story this week was OpenAI's acquisition of PromptFoo, the open-source LLM testing framework. That tells you they're thinking seriously about enterprise reliability, not just raw capability. Smart move, especially when your competitor's brand is built on safety and your brand just took a hit from the Pentagon deal.
Sam Altman called it his favorite model to talk to.
Of course he did, Bennett. What's he going to say? But look, on the merits, it's a strong release. The competitive landscape between Claude, GPT, and Gemini has never been tighter.
DeepMind had a quietly stunning week. Alpha Evolve cracked 5 Ramsey numbers, which are pure mathematics problems that have resisted solution for decades.
This picks up on the thread from Donald Knuth's paper about Claude 2 weeks ago. We're now seeing AI systems regularly solving mathematical problems that the best human mathematicians couldn't crack. Ramsey theory is notoriously hard. These are problems where brute force computation doesn't help because the search space is astronomically large. Alpha Evolve found novel constructions using evolutionary approaches guided by AI. And DeepMind also unveiled Platform 37, their next-generation research infrastructure. Plus, it was the 10-year anniversary of AlphaGo's famous victory, a decade from beating humans at Go to solving open problems in pure mathematics. That's the trajectory.
Quick hit on the infrastructure front. OpenAI walked away from the Oracle Stargate data center project.
And this is the story I think people will look back on as a turning point. The reason is simple and brutal. GPU generations are advancing faster than data centers can be built. By the time a massive facility is operational, the chips inside it are already a generation behind. Meta reportedly swooped in on the Oracle deal, but the underlying problem doesn't go away. The AI infrastructure build-out is colliding with the pace of chip innovation, and nobody has figured out how to resolve that tension.
Atlassian cut 1,600 jobs this week, 10% of their workforce, explicitly to fund their AI pivot.
Stock is down 83% from its peak. This is the enterprise software reckoning in real time. AI coding tools are making some of the collaboration and project management tooling less essential. Atlassian's response is to become an AI company itself, but that's a bet that requires massive investment while revenue is under pressure. We're going to see more of these pivots across the enterprise software landscape this year.
Andre Karpathy coined a new term this week, intelligence brownouts. What's the context?
So Claude had an outage that wiped out some of his auto research labs, and Karpathy used it to make a broader point. As we become more dependent on AI systems for critical workflows, outages don't just mean inconvenience. They mean loss of intelligence itself. It's like a power brownout, but for cognitive capability. And his bigger vision, what he's calling the bigger IDE, is that the entire software development environment needs to be reimagined around AI as a first-class participant, not a bolt-on assistant. It's a compelling vision, and the brownout framing really drives home how dependent we're already becoming.
Aaron, let's zoom out. What's the big picture this week?
Two things keep jumping out at me. First, the gap between AI capability and AI governance is wider than ever. Anthropic is being attacked from every angle while trying to do safety right. Amazon shipped AI code to production without adequate review and paid for it. DeepMind is solving pure math while we still can't figure out who's responsible when an AI system causes harm. The technology is sprinting. The institutions are jogging.
And the second thing?
The competitive landscape is fragmenting in healthy ways. Lacoon's billion-dollar bet against LLMs. OpenAI buying PromptFu to shore up reliability. Anthropic institutionalizing safety research. DeepMind pushing into pure science. These companies are making fundamentally different bets about what matters. A year ago, everyone was chasing the same benchmarks. Now we're seeing genuine strategic divergence. That's good for the whole field.
Next week, NVIDIA's GTC conference kicks off. Jensen Huang is promising, and I'm quoting here, a chip to surprise the world. We'll also be watching Perplexity's personal computer announcement and whether Anthropic's legal challenges gain traction. Until then, that's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.